his friends. Tonight is the 7th of Kislev, Zion Kislev, the Yurtzeit of Maran Hagon, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, Zecher Tzadik, Kadosh Levracha, a very unique personality, a Rosh Yeshiva, Kachol Rosh Yeshiva, all of Shas and Poskim at his fingertips, deep lamdis, many svarim, Beis Vul, which almost nobody learns. They're so deep, so profound, very complex. And he was a posek, he was the Rav of Shari Chesed. Not usually a Rosh Yeshiva and a posek together. Usually the posek isn't the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva isn't the posek. And he was a makubal, holding in all the deep svarim, not only holding but living in them. He was an ish kadosh, ish tar. And there are many, many amazing stories about him. His grandson, Yair Charlap, walked around Shari Chesed and he just asked Zakenim, like, "Do you have anything to say about Rav Charlap, his grandfather, great-grandfather?" And he gathered lots and lots of stories. Only some of them got into the book. It's a book called Shiras Hayam. Very, very kedai to own, to read. And since it's his Yuritzite, I would like to learn some of his Torah. And it's also kedai to talk about, tell stories, and get chizuk from such an Adam Kadosh. I'll just tell one thing that he said about himself. He said that neshamas come to me for tikkunim. But it's not because I'm so holy, I'm really not. But they see into my neshama and they know that I have potential to be holy. That's why they come to me. So here you have it from his own admission that neshamas came to him for tikkunim. Wow. So he has many svarim in Machshava, the Meimarom. So thus far there are approximately 20 volumes of which I am aware. And the sixth volume is called Ma'ayanei HaYeshua, where he talks about Yeshua and Eretz Yisrael. And I thought we would learn a little bit from this sefer and see Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. And hopefully it'll be a schus for us and a schus for him. Says the Rav, the title of this perek is Yesod Kol HaMitzvahs Hu Eretz Yisrael. The foundation of all the mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. Kiyum HaMitzvahs B'chutz L'Eretz L'umas Kiyum HaMitzvahs B'Eretz Yisrael B'Geder Eino Mitzvah V'Yosesh Ken Adar B'chutz L'Eretz Doma K'misha Ein Lo Alokai. Fulfilling the mitzvahs in Chutz L'Eretz, in contrast to fulfilling the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, is and the same contrast as Einu Mitzvah V'Yoseh to Mitzvah V'Yoseh, that in Eretz Yisrael, where it's like we're commanded, and Chutz L'Eretz, it's like one is not commanded. Shekein Adar B'Chutz L'Eretz Doma K'misha Ein Lo Eloka. If somebody lives in Chutz L'Eretz, it's like he has no God. K'subis Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Wow. If you live in Chutz L'Eretz, it's like you have no God. Scary. V'tzivu ha-mitzvahs haya b'ikar l'zman k'nisasam l'Eretz Yisrael. And the commandment of the mitzvahs was primarily from the time they come into Israel. Ramban, Bereishis, Chavav, Hey. And the kiyum of mitzvahs and Chutz L'Eretz is that they're not out of practice when they come back to Eretz Yisrael. It shouldn't be new. Famous Sifri, Dvarim, Yad Aleph, Yad Ches. To make tziyunim, just to remember, but it's not. It's only a practice. So, doc, how long have you been a doctor? I've been practicing medicine for 30 years. When are you going to stop practicing and start actually doing it? Aliyas hadavar shekol hamitzvos arugot v'shluvas zu b'zu v'yevshel achas b'locha. Ichlas hadavar. The reason for this is shekol hamitzvos arugot v'shluvas zu b'zu. All mitzvahs are woven together, are intertwined. And you can't have one mitzvah without another. And because of this, in Eretz Yisrael, where all the mitzvahs are noheg, there is the ikar place for the kiyum. In other words, only in Eretz Yisrael Can you keep all 613 mitzvahs? And all 613 mitzvahs are intertwined. So therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, where you can't keep certain mitzvahs, mitzvahs atluyas v'aretz, you can't keep in Chutz La'aretz not shumis, not maestris. So therefore, their kiyum is begeder eino mitzvah v'yose. The kiyum there is that they're not commanded and they do. Because the tzivui is to keep all the mitzvahs, the whole kit and caboodle, it's a package deal. One doesn't take the whole package, the deal is off, there's no mitzvah v'yose. So therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, it's eino mitzvah, you still have to keep mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, don't get me wrong. But again, in Chutz La'aretz, the geder is different. The geder is eino mitzvah v'yose. Not literally, but bivchinas. It's only a tziyunim. But of course, one can't say, oh, I'm not mitzvah, I don't have to keep Shabbos. Of course, you have to keep Shabbos. To keep Shabbos in Los Angeles, you have to keep Shabbos in New York, and everywhere in between. Keep Shabbos in Australia and in South Africa and everywhere in between. Zemash and Esavim Moshe likones la'aretz kedei l'kayim es hamitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had a taiva to come to Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvahs that were dependent on the land. And then all of his mitzvahs will be begeder mitzvah v'yosef. So it's not just that he wanted to keep the mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. He wanted all of his mitzvahs to be on a different level. Kachomer Moshe, Sota 14a, Harbe mitzvahs nitzdavu Yisrael vein miskaim in el beretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz kedei sheyiskaimu kulan al yodi. The Jews were commanded a lot of mitzvahs and they're only fulfilled in the land of Israel. I'll go into Israel so that I can fulfill all of them. All of them. Meaning that all of the mitzvahs are only intended for Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem answered, Klum ata mevakesh el lekavos schar. You only want this to receive reward, so I'll make it as if you fulfilled them. In other words, you have a taiva to be mekayim mitzvahs begeder mitzvah v'yoseh. So what happens when you fulfill mitzvahs begeder mitzvah v'yoseh? You are being connected to the commander. That's the idea of mitzvah tzivui tzavtas meloshen chibur, connection. Like you have a staff, it's called a tzevet. Everybody is connected, we hope. Mitzvah, tzavta, tzchibor, it's connection. The reason you want it to be mitzvah is because you want to be connected to God. So I'll connect to you. Mali ane alechem kilo asisem. I'll make it as if you did that. You yourself will be elevated to the bechin of Eretz Yisrael. And wherever you go, there it's going to be where Eretz Yisrael is. Like the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say, mach do Eretz Yisrael. Make Eretz Yisrael here, wherever you are. You can't get to Eretz Yisrael. Persons in Siberia, lo aleinu, machdo Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are. So that was the bechin of Moshe, he was zochet, that wherever he went, it'll be bechinas Eretz Yisrael, and he's begeder mitzvah v'yosef v'chol mitzvahs kulam. The tshuka of Moshe at Eretz Yisrael penetrated to all of Klolos Yisrael. Because since we're mishtokek to Eretz Yisrael, it's like we're there. And then we're mitzvah v'chol mitzvahs, gam od behayosim v'chutz la'aretz. Like we're commanded in all the mitzvahs, even when we're in chul. Since we're mishtokek to Eretz Yisrael, it's like we're there. A person's where his heart is. His heart is in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is drawn to Eretz Yisrael. It's like we're mitzuvin, even in Chutz La'aretz. So Chutz La'aretz is mishtadreg, what they say in modern Hebrew. It gets a promotion. We're promoted to Bechinas Eretz Yisrael because we have a shtokokus for Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Satorah, im kishen mugbolos b'mokom uvizman v'gedolam heim adiktukim b'shiureim u'protius ma'aseim v'kosher yechzar diktuk echod min ha'mitzvah ma'abdim eskula u'v'chol zos ha'toelos ha'ruchnes ha'yotzis mehani l'mayla mikol gvul mokom uzman v'akoach ha'meiniya b'mitzvah l'hachshir osam shim gvuloseh ha'tifal p'ula shein ha'gvulis hi ha'tshuatshuka al ha'mitzvah shichelek ha'neshmasi chelek alok ha'mimal v'yanosen es oz v'otzma b'mitzvah l'havi toelos Bilti gvulis, ulagil emalus elyonus adin cheker. Mitzvahs Torah are limited in time and space. There's a lot of details to the mitzvah, and if a person misses one detail, he misses the whole mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Even though the mitzvah is limited in time, space, there are a lot of details, but the spiritual benefit that emerges from mitzvahs is above all limitations, all time, all space. And the koach, the power that propels the mitzvah, is that with its limits, it's going to activate unlimited power, unlimited spirituality. What is this koach hameniya b'mitzvah? What gives the mitzvah its koach? And the answer is the tshuka for the mitzvah. Because a mitzvah is a physical act. I'm giving the ani a dime. Hope I give more. But that's the physical act. That's limited in time and space, and how much money can you give? We're all limited. But the tshuka to the mitzvah, that's the chelek haneshmasi, that's the spiritual part. That's the soul of the mitzvah. And that's what enables the mitzvah, that's what empowers the mitzvah to bring unlimited benefits and to reach very, very high milas, ad ein cheker. The more tshuka, the more one is perfecting, yoter mishachlelim et hakochot haneelamim vehanisgavim shem lemala mikol sig v'siach. The more tshuka, the more one perfects the hidden kochos, the sublime kochos, which are above human expression. So this is a push to be mishtoikek to mitzvahs. Yisod kol ha-mitzvahs hu Eretz Yisrael, the foundation of all mitzvahs is Israel. Shehi ha-karka shel kol ha-gadlus v'kol ha-kochos ha-niglim v'ne'lomim nivnim aleha. Mimena yated u'mimena pina l'chol ha-madregot kulam. All the hidden and revealed kochos are built on Eretz Yisrael. And that's the foundation of all the madregas. And all the mitzvahs are just that we should be used to doing them when we come to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore we have to increase our tshuka to Eretz Yisrael. And with this we perfect the general foundation to instill power and glory in all the mitzvahs. The more we have a tshuka for Eretz Yisrael, the more our mitzvahs are enhanced. Because again, all mitzvahs are given to be miskayim, fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. And even if we can't be in Eretz Yisrael, but it's the tshuka to Eretz Yisrael that makes it as if we're in Eretz Yisrael, and that in turn empowers and elevates all of our mitzvahs. And then we get the complete benefit, the bilti gvuli, the limitless benefit of mitzvahs. And this tshuka for Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be stam like other mitzvahs that you know you have to do it. It should be natural that you really want it, like when someone's about to get married. And you say, I know you're doing this because you just want to be mekayim the mitzvah of ki yikach ish isha. Machlokas Rishonim, is it really a mitzvah to get married? Maybe the mitzvah is only Piri Verivya. So you're holding like those Rishonim that it's a mitzvah and that's why you want to marry this girl. So if that's why somebody tells you he wants to marry a girl, then you should be very, very wary of the chances of this marriage being a strong one. Unless he's Hasidish and he doesn't meet the girl in advance, or barely meets her. But in general, we want to get married because we have a tshuka tivis. We have a natural desire to want to marry this person. Not only because it's a mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah. We think it's a mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, shem yichud kud shebrichu shchinte, it's all good. But there has to be this, it can't just come from the outside. Oh, the Torah says, I looked it up. It's one of the mitzvahs, so I have to do it. It's in the rule book. It's got to be beyond that. Beyond the formal fulfillment, so to Eretz Yisrael, there has to be a tshuka tivis for Eretz Yisrael. And that in turn will bring about a much greater madrega for all the mitzvahs. Continues the Rav, this is now Perek Yud Gimel. Eretz Yisrael yamakom lebitzur Torah mitzvos mpnei zeh nara mod hadayga ala galus vigor esim ruchnim shepa harbi yosim e'asur machomrim shekem chutz laretz soreres shichas Hashem v'uzo ve'fitzcha Hashem b'chol ha'amim mikzeh ha'aretz v'ad kzeh ha'aretz ve'avat Hashem Elohim acherim asher lo yadata ata v'avisecha itza evin. Eretz Yisrael is the place of the citadel of Torah and mitzvos. That's where the Torah and mitzvahs have their true fulfillment, and therefore we worry very much about galus and about the ruchnius, the yisurim ruchnim of galus, much more than the yisurim of gashmi, because in chutz laretz there's this element of forgetting Hashem. Hashem will spread you, it says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 64, among all the nations from the ends of the earth to the ends of the earth, and you're going to serve other gods. You see that leaving Eretz Yisrael causes one to serve other gods, lowercase g. Eitz v'Evin, gods of wood, gods of stone. And this was Yaakov Avinu's concern, Shem Achas Hashem, Yubanov Begolos, they're going to forget Hashem. And therefore Yaakov Avinu paved the way for his children, even in the Golos, that we should be Mekayim, Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, he was no der and neder, Lashem, when he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Amazing, this coming week's parasha. Im ye Elokim imadi, ushmarani b'derech hazer asher anochi olech. If Hashem will be with me and he'll guard me, v'shafti v'shalom al beis el avi, and I come in peace to my father's house, I return in peace to my father's house. V'ayah Hashem li le'elokim, and God will be my God. And when Hashem promised him in a chalom, in anochi imach, ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, v'ashivosicha l'adam azos, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to guard you wherever you go, and I'm going to return you to this land. In contrast to the galus that wants to spread its wings, even on Eretz HaKodesh, and to cause a cessation, a ceasing, a stopping of Shem Hashem, b'toraso mitzvosav. Instead of that happening, it was necessary that Eretz Yisrael should be miskadish b'kedusha yosir al-yona. Eretz Yisrael should be sanctified in the highest sanctification. That all of Eretz Yisrael should be folded under the highest point. Kip el kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol Eretz Yisrael tachtav. Kiviyachol chulin 91b. Kadosh Baruch Hu folded all of Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu when he had his dream. And Har Habayis. And from then on, the whole Koach HaKiyum of Eretz Yisrael comes from the exalted mountain of Hashem, the place of our Beis Chayenu. That's where our life is. Our lifeblood is Yerushalayim. Rechem al Tzion ki Beis Chayenu. It's our life. It's a Beis Olamim, it's eternal, our eternal home. And Kedushas HaMikdash spread, extended to all of Eretz Yisrael. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael extended to the ganze Welt. And therefore, there is a place in even Chutz Laretz to keep Torah and Mitzvahs and Avodas Hashem. It's really an amazing idea that the Rav is saying here. He's saying that Eretz Yisrael extends to the whole world, and that's what gives the world its Kedusha, and that's what enables one to be Mekayim Mitzvahs and Chutz Laretz. Because Chutz Laretz also has an aspect of Eretz Yisrael to it, but only because Eretz Yisrael spread. We see in the Gemara in Kedushin, a very halachic Gemara, but there's a lot of deep mysticism there, about Hispashtus HaKedusha. You marry half a woman, that the Kedusha spreads to the rest of her. Makdish part of an animal, and the Kedushas mispashik b'behema spread such that mitzad etzem ha-Torah should only be in Eretz Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu was poel, activated that his children should be mechuyiv in Torah and mitzvahs, even Chutz Laretz b'Eretz Oyveihem, because Yaakov Avinu is now going to Chutz Laretz. First Eretz Yisrael is all folded under him, and now he takes that koach with him to Chutz Laretz. God's with him there too. Eretz Yisrael's with him there. So now, even in the Golus, Yaakov Avinu is the one who gives us koach to live in the Golus. to survive spiritually. However, the foundation of our hope is to go back to our source. Kadosh Baruch Hu should return us. V'hashivosi al ha'adam, v'hashivosicha al ha'adam ha'asos, that Hashem will turn Yaakov to the land. V'haya Hashem li le'lokim, and then Hashem will be his Hashem. V'haya b'yom ahu, yitoka b'shoifer gadol abo avdim eretz ashur, v'anidachem b'eretz mitzrayim v'shtachu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'yushalayim, Isaiah 27:8. That on that day the big shofar will be blown, and those who are lost in the land of Assyria and those who are pushed away in the land of Egypt, they will all come back and bow down to Hashem in the holy mountain of Jerusalem. And the truth is, Yaakov Avinu's desire was to completely prevent the Golas through this, because Golas is primarily to add Geirim and to bring from the Goyim these Neshamos that were scattered among them. Nishmas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes from Geirim. Rabbi Meir comes from Geirim. They're the Yisod Torah Shebaal Peh. Stam Misnis and Rabbi Meir. Bekulis Dimoy Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Unbelievable. That we see in Sanhedrin Peivav that much of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh, is resting on these two people, on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. And they both come from Geirim. And that was, in fact, the purpose of the Golus. The purpose of the Golus is that we should spread around to the nations and bring in the Geirim. Gather in those lost souls. It says in Sanhedrin Peivov that is Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. Stam Toseftas, Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra, Medrash Halachan Vayikras, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri, Medrash Halachan Bemidran Rams, Rabbi Shimon, Vekulu, Vekol Elu Atonaim, Alibad Rabbi Akiva. They were all Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. So all of these rabbis coming from Rabbi Akiva. So this is Mamish, Yisod Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Akiva. Lo Higla Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Abein Umos Ela Kadeshi Yisvasfu Aleim Geirin. Kadosh Baruch Hu spread Am Yisrael among the nations so that Geirim should be added onto them. Yaakov wanted to save those oppressed souls that are hidden in Esav and bring them into the Jewish domain. And then Torah Shebaal Peh is going to be revealed, and that's why, through them. And that's why Yitzchak loved Esav, ki tzayid b'fiv. Torah Shebaal Peh is in his mouth. We had a whole shiur about that. Dafka not from Rav Chelap. We also learned, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of parsha shiurim from the Rav. But we had a whole shiur based on Torah that I received from Rosh Shapiro. That's the tzayid b'fiv. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh in the mouth of Esav. And Yitzchak only saw in Esav the tzad ha-tov. He didn't see the tzad ha-ra. Because Yitzchak was metukan lagamri. He was completely fixed in the gvuros. The strict judgments were fixed by him, and he was in all the tamima. He was a pure animal, a pure carbon. And there was no need for galus. Gur baritz izos, that's Yitzchak. And therefore, all he can see was the good in Esav. Because when you see another person, you see yourself. It's really, you're looking through your own glasses. So if you're only living in the world of good, you see good. Person never in his life thought to steal. All of a sudden he deals, somebody steals from me, he doesn't know what hit me. Never occurred to him that he would take somebody else's money. So Yitzchak was living in a world of Tov, of Tara. He didn't see the Ra and Esav. All he saw was the Neshamas of Torah Shebaal Peh that were Gunas Be'esav. Yaakov wanted to save these Neshamas and all the Neshamas Hagerim to bring them to him. When he saw that the time hadn't yet come and there's a need for Galus to add Geirim, so he wanted to pave the way that even in the darkness, it shouldn't be darkness for the Jewish people, and the holy air of Eretz Yisrael should be Melaveos B'chol Makomos Pzureim, and all of our exiles, and therefore in Chutz La'aretz will also be Chayiv in Torah and Mitzvos. There's a lot more to say, but I am glad that we were able to learn this, and I hope very much that we're able to continue and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem, and to learn the amazing Torah of Yaakov Moshe, Ish Kadosh Eloki. See a picture of him. It's mamish pachad pchadim, the holiness that radiates from his face, the seriousness. A man who is kulo Hashem. So, zchus yagen aleinu v'kol Yisrael, amen. And I hope that we're able to continue our study of his Torah and help us connect to Eretz Yisrael and Torah Yisrael and Am Yisrael, and obviously ultimately the goal of all is to connect to Hashem. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom.